Welcome to Tackle, Torque, and Touchdowns. In this podcast, we will be talking about the world of fishing, latest news in cars, and breaking down the biggest stories in sports. Whether you're casting a line, cruising down the highway, or gearing up for the big game, we've got something for you. In this episode, we will be talking about Ferrari versus Lamborghini, who will be crowned the F1 champion, and electric versus gas. Today, I'm here with David Younger, an automotive expert. The first topic we will be talking about is Ferrari versus Lamborghini. These two Italian automobiles have been going at it for 70 years. When you think of Ferrari, you think of good engineering, F1, but their downside is that you can't modify their cars, or they will sue you. On the other hand, you have Lamborghini. You can do whatever modification you would like. Lamborghini was so ahead of its design that even in 1974, they were producing cars that you could put in today's market and would sell immediately. David, what would you rather, Ferrari or Lamborghini?
Ferrari. I gotta go with Ferrari, Noah. I think that, from my personal opinion, Ferrari focuses on precision handling, superior aerodynamics, and race-inspired performance. So for enthusiasts like me, who value true driving experience, it's Ferrari. I could see an argument where people, you know, who love Lamborghini, they're known for their bold designs, their raw power, and that wow factor. So it offers a more aggressive head-turning drive.
One of the reasons I like Lamborghini is because you could just straight up buy one of their top-tier cars.
Right.
But for Ferrari, you would have to buy their lower-priced cars to buy one of the big ones. Any other thoughts, David?
So I do have some thoughts. I think when you compare design and brand identity, Ferrari, you think of sleek, elegant, I think understated compared to Lamborghini a little bit. It appeals to that, you know, that purist motorsport fan. Lamborghini, they're the wild kids. They're like the snowboarders on the mountain when you look at the skiers. So Ferrari, they ski. Lamborghini, they snowboard.
What are your thoughts about the modifications about Ferrari?
So I think customizations and modifications is a great question as well. So if you look at Ferrari, they have limited customization due to its focus on preserving brand heritage, which makes a ton of sense. Aftermarket modifications, we both know they're going to avoid the warranties, not allowed, they're going to come after you. Yeah. Lamborghini is super flexible for the customizations. They have these crazy kits, as you know, the Liberty Walk available, and their performance upgrades are right up there with them.
At the end of the day, these are all great insights, but I'm sticking with Lamborghini. What about you?
I feel you. I think I'm going to still stick with Ferrari.
While we're on the topic of Ferrari, let's talk about F1.
Oh, good one.
How do you think Lewis Hamilton will be a great add-on to Ferrari?
So I think Lewis Hamilton, everyone knows, is a proven champion. The guy's got 7 world titles and an unmatched consistency. No one can rival that. I think the pros of Hamilton at Ferrari brings leadership, development expertise to a team super hungry for success, and a huge fan and sponsor draw, we all know that. The challenges that Ferrari is going to have is the Ferrari culture, internal politics might clash with Hamilton's style, and things along that nature.
Do you think there's a correlation between Lewis Hamilton losing championships and the F1 budget?
So there is definitely a correlation when you look at Lewis Hamilton and the new F1 budget cap rules. He's publicly even stated that a potential breach of these rules by other teams like Red Bull could have significantly impacted his ability to compete for the title, particularly in the 2021 season. Remember that when he lost the championship to Max Verstappen?
Yep.
That was very controversial circumstances. So that suggested that if his team had been able to spend more money, the outcome might have been different.
Since the budget cap has been introduced, Max Verstappen has been the top driver, and Lewis Hamilton has fallen down a lot.
True.
Now, the top three are Verstappen, Norris, and Charles Leclerc.
Right.
And Norris is in number one for team standings, even though Red Bull has the number one person for player standings.
Right.
McLaren is still up top, even with Lando Norris and Piastri.
I gotta be honest, I think that my love for Ferrari is clouding my judgment because Ferrari is the most successful iconic team in F1 history with 6 constructor championships. So I really at heart want them to win, but you're right. Those three guys are going to pull away.
There have been a bunch of free agents this year. The main two have already been signed. Lewis Hamilton, as you know, to Ferrari.
Crazy.
But the second Ferrari driver, who basically got kicked out by Lewis, went to Williams Racing. And his name is Carlos Sainz. I think for Lewis Hamilton, it's definitely a step up for Mercedes.
Right.
Since these past 3 years, they've just been terrible. But for Carlos Sainz, on the other hand, Williams Racing is not the best F1 team.
So I think with Mercedes, Hamilton's departure, it leaves a huge seat open, right? So with the options ranging from promoting, you know, young guys like Kimi, Antonelli, to experienced names like Esteban Ocon and Pierre Gasly. Both of them have strong links to Mercedes. I think there could be some real fun this upcoming season.
Definitely. What are your final thoughts about the F1 market?
So I think right now, looking at the broader market dynamics, right now you have 13 out of 20 seats remain unconfirmed for 2025. That's bananas. It's literally, they're calling it the silly season, particularly chaotic, right? Teams and drivers are either going to act quickly to lock in contracts, or they're going to have to adopt more caution, wait and see approach, depending on how the market evolves. So my thoughts are, overall for 2025, it promises to be significant reshuffling for sure. We got established stars coming in, emerging talents, teams all vying for the best alignment and preparation for the next regulatory era starting 2026. It is going to be fascinating to watch how these dynamics unfold. I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. For the last question of F1, who do you think will win?
You go first.
Next season. Me personally, I think the addition of Lewis Hamilton will help Ferrari a lot, so I'm going to have to stick with Ferrari.
And I'm going to be in agreement with you, Noah. I'm going Lewis Hamilton, Ferrari all the way.
Finally, we agree on something. All right, David, let's get into one of your most heated arguments. Electric or gas?
You know, I don't even think it's an argument anymore, Noah. I just don't look at people that drive electric cars the same that I do that drive gas cars. I think if you start with the engine sound, I don't even have to go further. If you are a true enthusiast and you're driving an electric car, you cannot call yourself a car enthusiast.
Definitely. Including when a lot of people put modifications on their cars or like cool paint jobs. But with like, let's just say a Tesla, you can't really modify a Tesla.
Yeah, you're not putting a downpipe and, you know.
You're not twin turboing a Tesla.
No, you're not doing that. And I don't care how fast they are. And I don't care how they can kick my butt on the road when it comes to my gas guzzler next to them. There's nothing better. There's no better feeling in the world than hearing the sound
for sure of an engine. What are your pros and cons about electric and gas?
Okay, so if you look at electric cars, here are your pros. You got environmentally friendly. You got instant torque, which I hate saying, but it's true. And you got reduced maintenance costs. That's a big one. The cons, limited range, charging infrastructure challenges, lack traditional car soul, like I said before. And honestly, people have that fear. When you're going upstate, it's impossible to find that charger and you start to get nervous. Now, let's look at gas cars. Okay, pros. Emotionally driving experience, right? It's unmatched. Greater range, refueling convenience is also a huge one. What are my cons? Higher emissions, maintenance costs, and dependency on fossil fuels. Obviously, I care about, you know, the environment. Those would be my cons.
One of the pros about electric that you didn't mention is the instant torque. For example, the Rimac, which is a
beast,
extremely fast car, the fastest car going in reverse and straight.
In the world right now?
In the world.
Wow.
So when you take an electric car like that and you compare it against like a Bugatti, it's definitely going to destroy it because of how fast it gets off the line. You can do any race. Doesn't matter if you have a bad driver in the Rimac, you will still win. Another crazy fast car is the SF90. It was produced in 2019, and when it came out, it was well over $1 million. But now, the price is dropping. What are your thoughts about one of my favorite hybrid cars, the SF90?
So I think there are, you know, it's a hybrid benchmark. There's no question, right? It combines V8 engine with the three electric motors, and I think it delivers somewhere around 980 plus horsepower. The electric motors are definitely improving that acceleration, the efficiency, right? The gas engines provide the classic Ferrari motion, which is what I was talking about before. So I have to say, at least this is not dead to me because you have that sound and that love for the sound of the engine. Ultimately, I think it's a great car.
I fully agree. For the last question of the day, what are your thoughts about where the automotive industry is heading?
So I think that there's all this focus. When we talk about electric and gas, I know automotive, you know, industry is a very general question. So I'm just going to zero in on the electric because that's all the big talk now. That's all you hear.
there are technologies coming down the pipeline that potentially could make electric non-existent. And I know that most people don't even know that or are even aware of that. So I think the surprises coming down in the next 5 to 10 years that we're going to see from the automotive industry are going to be game-changing just the way electric was. But I have a sneaky suspicion that electric is not going to be the car of the future. It'll be a different technology.
I also do, but I think maybe... just maybe, yeah. Hydrogen-powered cars, yeah. Next couple of years will definitely be a big one.
Definitely be seeing that, and F1's going to be exciting, and we got a lot.
Exactly. That's a wrap for our first episode of Tackle, Torque, and Touchdowns. What do you think will happen in F1, or what's better, Ferrari or Lamborghini? I'm Noah, and this is David, and we'll see you next time.